This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
I was ready to go. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Chevron. Kevin Lytle is set to join me right now here on the program from the Fort Collins,
source?
Coloradoan. And yeah.
Who's your source?
You're my source. Mm. I saw you out there. So I guess I'm
Can't
my
confirm.
Source because I saw you.
Cannot confirm.
Kevin, when does Cordell Stewart, when does he get to Fort Collins, you think?
Yeah, no, it should be any second now. That was definitely like a super real and legit. And
Slash. It would be a slash hire, Kevin.
It would be a something hire.
Yeah, I thought I tweeted out that CSU should make a slash hire, but I made a typo. I meant splash hire.
Yeah,
is what I meant.
That's funny how that happens.
Yeah. I'll admit, being a diehard fan of Cordell Stewart, like the fanboy in me is like, that's freaking cool. But I also know that he was like a volunteer coach for Georgia flibbergast or whatever. I don't even know.
Yeah. He's basically cool. Never coached. I mean, it's just laughable that this is why coaching searches are dumb. Like, not the search itself, but the noise that comes around it. Because that is a – if there was something below 0%, that's what chance this would be. His PR firm just reached out to get his name spinning. I know that because they reached out to me.
Ooh.
And said, hey – head coach candidate for CSU, Cordell Stewart, here you go.
So was this the agency that he hired? They reached out to you and said, hey,
just want you
to know this.
Okay, one, he has no experience as a coach. Like, you know, no offense to South Forsyth High School or whatever it is, but 1 year as a volunteer assistant there, I'm not sure qualifies you. And then you throw in the other complicating factor for CSU of he is a University of Colorado legend.
Yeah.
And that would be a bit of a hard sell.
And at the time, I think he broke a record for CU against CSU. I think it was 1992 yards in a game and touchdowns. So,
it's totally laughable. I mean, it's one thing to have some coaches that have some ties to another school. I mean, CSU's interim right now, Tyson Summers, worked for CU for about a year. I think it's just a year, maybe two. We've talked about some other candidates, like a Polisak or whatever, that have some ties to Wyoming. But it's way different when they're, like, a legend there. Like, CU fans wonder why Cordell's name or number isn't retired. He's that level player. So even if he had some qualifications, which, again, he does not, it would make no sense.
But
joke that even became, like, a talking point.
Josina Anderson, I thought at one point, you know, when she was with ESPN, kind of respect. You could have blew this story wide open, Kevin. You could have ran with this.
Yeah.
You could have ran with this. But he has
Write about it to point out this is the nonsense you hear. A lot of the tweets you're going to see of interested in, you know, that type of phrasing are from their agent because the agent is trying to get their name out. Now, it's silly how it happened. His agency's just doing their job. It's their job to try and circulate his name, see if they can get him hired somewhere. So they got a ton of talk about him. Mm-hmm. Now,
a whole show on it.
Yeah, a lot of it was kind of what we're saying now of like no chance, but hey, people are talking about him. So they're just trying to do their job, but I don't like knocking other, you know, reporters or anything, but that's an irresponsible thing to just put out as fact, as if, you know, he's an actual candidate.
All that being said, isn't this kind of a good thing for CSU, though? Like a big name? Like, he is a big name.
I don't think it is.
You don't think it's a good thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing.
But you don't
think
it's
a dumb thing. I don't think it does anything for CSU.
I think it's exciting. I think the fact that it's a big name surrounding.
I don't think it is a big name.
It's Cordell Stewart?
It's a big name in Colorado. Is Cordell Stewart a huge name nationally?
I think Pittsburgh would have something.
A lot of people know him. Like, I'm not saying people don't know him, but. Like, I grew up watching, and same, I love Cordell Stewart as a player. I don't see any positive that this is for CSU. Like I say, I don't think there's really a negative either. I think it's neutral. I just think it's silly.
I think if you're mid-30s and up, you know Cordell Stewart. You know, if you're below that,
you have
sure.
some awareness. Yeah,
yeah. I'm different. Like for me, I want juice. I get that there's juice around it, and if CSU hires him, that's one thing. Now we're having a different debate. But the fact that I believe Cordell's a big name in football.
Yeah.
There might be some 20-year-olds that don't know who that is, but I feel like it's a big enough name where okay, CSU's at least getting talk around. Like Josina Anderson probably doesn't know where Fort Collins is. That's probably the first time she's ever tweeted anything
probably.
Related to, not saying she's the end-all be-all, but she was a pretty good, decent reporter at one point with ESPN. I don't know what she's doing now. I just think it's fascinating. Rather than, you know, Cordell wants to just go be an assistant for CU, a name pops up and it perks my ears.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of chatter about it, but for out of nothing. I mean, that, again, that's why I say, and maybe some of this is just my selfishness of obviously I'm right in the middle of all of this trying to actually report out actual candidates. So it's annoying when this pops up. But like I say, I think it's neutral. I think it's silly. Well, and that's all. It's not like a horrible, harmful thing. I also don't think it really is a good thing in any big way.
I guess for me, it's kind of a fun thing because this season has been a nightmare.
Yeah.
And so to be able to take a step back and just talk about possibility, and then it brings us to the candidate, you know, the actual candidates and all that. The fact that we can have a little bit of excitement around it makes it. I mean, even our friend Brian Howell's chiming in yesterday, 2 days ago, talking about legitimate candidates he thinks would be interesting. What's his face from Washington? Walters. Is it Walters, Mike, the defensive coordinator?
Oh, yeah, the DC there.
And then Cheverini, he brought both of those guys up.
I don't think there's a chance at Cheverini.
No, and I don't think so either. In fact, I heard from his camp that he said he would not look good in green and gold. And so I just think it's been, I mean, we're going to talk about the Jalen Dupree thing. This season has just been awful. And sometimes to just take a step back and have some of that fun stuff. I think it's needed right now. It's just it's been such a miserable season.
Yeah, I guess my counter argument is I don't think that is considered fun stuff for CSU fans. You know, I think they almost took that as a slap in the face of like, there's no darn way we're hiring a CU legend as our coach. So I don't think CSU fans took it as fun. But again,
maybe they need to lighten up. I mean, come on. It's enough.
They've been through the ringer. They've been through the ringer.
It's time to lighten up because it doesn't look like it's, you know, at least for the rest of the season, look like it's going to get any better.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely at a point like for if you're a CSU fan, you just need news on who the hire is. Like this extended purgatory is rough. Now, I totally get why CSU did it. If they get the guy, this is all worth it. You know, 6 weeks of garbage to make sure you get the right guy would be worth it. But right now, in the middle of it, if you're a CSU fan, this is pretty rough.
Yeah, I guess. And I like to go with what's a fun topic. I mean, we spent you know, a good hour on the Cordell thing and you know, the text, of course, feeling your side of it. But it was still something to talk about other than we got killed by this team or this team, you know. And that was, to me, it was kind of a distraction for a moment in what every single weekend it just seems like it's getting worse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the on-field, certainly, it's just tough to absorb, tough to swallow right now.
Yeah. And this was also an important stretch for Tyson Summers individually. Like you even said to start before his first game as a head coach for CSU or interim head coach, he wasn't coaching for this job, but he was potentially coaching for another job. And 10 points in 2 games so far. How do you feel about, you know, Tyson Summers and what his future looks like, obviously beyond CSU?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's, you know, putting a brave face on it, you know, trying to do the best he can in a pretty impossible situation. When you combine where the team is at, the injury situation, which I know people love being mad about that as an excuse, but it's real. Now you have players leaving. It's human instinct for these players especially to say, you know, like 3 weeks from now, you know, the portal's going to be open. Yeah, where are we going to eye there?
Yeah.
I think Summers doing the best he can. It's an impossible situation. He'll be a defensive coordinator somewhere next year. He's a really sharp mind. We've had some actually really good discussions on his football philosophy, even like coach hiring philosophy as far as how he hires assistants, some of the ways he's trying to teach defense. Really fascinating. I think there's zero doubt he'll be a defensive coordinator somewhere. I don't think he'll be a head coach next year. But I think he's just an impossible situation. I get, you know, some are pretty sour on him, and, you know, that's fine. The results have been terrible. But it's a pretty much winless situation for him.
And it got a little bit worse, too, with Jalen Dupree entering, at least saying he's going to enter the transfer portal when he's able to.
Yeah, and that's... You know, at this point, you had kind of hoped maybe you can hold on to everyone until the end of the year because they can't enter the portal now. It used to be as soon as coach is fired, there's a whatever 15-day window. But now that window doesn't open until the new coach is hired. New coach hired, 5 days basically for them to get to talk to the team, and then the portal opens. So you had hoped, you know, maybe guys will stick around through the end of the year. But Dupree leaves now, you know, just before the New Mexico game, 3 games left. That's obviously an on-the-field blow because he's... What one of their top three players, I would probably say. He's a captain, so that's the second captain to leave during the season. It's tough. I don't love it, but I also can't fully begrudge any player in this situation of deciding to do what they feel is right for them. So certainly on the field, it just hurts CSU even more.
Yeah, we'll continue this conversation. We got Rams Weekly coming up at 2 o'clock today. We'll talk some Colorado State hoops, too. They're 3-0. Nice start to the season for them, so we'll get into that coming up. But let's get to What Did We Learn coming up next. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
For Hall of Fame Preps Talk, listen to Coach Speak. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.